skip 832 for a moment and take the other two because I understand Ms. Doherty's running late. Oh, she is here. Okay, all right. So let's take 832, please.
Request of Aletha Bonner Doherty to address council regarding homelessness, closing the revolving door, a new approach.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
Just fine. Nice to have you here. Welcome.
Okay. I got 3 minutes and I'm counting.
All right. Well, we'll count. Go right ahead.
I was homeless. I may not look like that person. And I didn't dress. I didn't wear the uniform. You know, I still had to get up, leave the place by 6:37, find something to do. So I went to Diddy's and bought a nursing outfit and some clogs from Payless. So I looked like and felt like I had some place to go. They even stole my partial when I went to the hospital. And the first thing they had on my chart was shortness of breath and homelessness. Well, needless to say, they didn't treat either one. I ended up in isolation at Kaiser Hospital in Clackamas, in isolation for 8 days. I've had multiple unrelated cancers. That's my haircut. After a while, it just doesn't grow back. But I'm cancer-free, and I have an idea. It'll save the city money, and we want to do that. It could house, if there's a little hitch in the giddy-up, because affordable housing would have to be at the end. But I never was able to hold my head up until I started volunteering. You could literally throw a dead cat, excuse me, cat lovers, anywhere in this city, and you're going to find 5 or 10 places to go get free food. It's not a solution. You guys, I live at the Alder House Apartments, but I'm moving, thank God. I don't need to be in a halfway house or a rehab situation. And basically, they have cameras everywhere but in the bathroom. And it's not a bathroom because your sink is in the other room. And I'm paying. And there's a lot of people using these funds, TPI, Central City Concern, and they're temporary solutions. You've got so many businesses right now that need people to volunteer. It made me smile. I was at a tournament the 4th of July weekend at the Edgewater. I volunteered. Because I can't work. And I feel like, well, I did make a little promise to God. I promised her that I would give something back if she let me get it through the cancer this time. So it was a way of paying the debt, because you know she could get pretty mad when you don't do your part. So I said, let me do it. I wasn't feeling well. I went. Needless to say, I was speaking to somebody that was giving me a ride in the golf cart, and I didn't know that he was assistant district attorney. His first name is Jerry. Spoke to him about my idea. Gave him my call. He gave me his card, and I spoke to him, and he let me speak to his chief, who said that I should come here because it would be a circle of giving. Instead of news, you know, bits about needles and tents, because a lot of those homeless people don't have a place to go. You have people sitting in TPI, transition projects, literally from 7 in the morning till 5, till the night shelter opens back up. Barring any mental, all of them need mental health. I give mental health. I have a college degree. I was a station manager at Bay Area Rapid Transit. I went to school while I was going through council. This one, they have, there's a couple other people in my building that volunteered. That's how I got turned on the Easter Seals. So I volunteer with them. There are so many places right now that can't afford to hire people. Some of these people, you would be surprised at the intelligence and the gifts that some of these people have, and they're not being utilized. There's no reason nobody should have to sit, sneak and ride the max all day, sit at the Lloyd Center when they can be volunteering. It's a way to hold your head up. I haven't smiled in months, and I'm happy.
Oh, thank you.
Motivated. You get reacclimated to the community. They have dressed for success. What you guys are doing now is not working, because they get in these places like Alder House and you get somebody with a swell head and they put you in a cycle, and then you, I literally told somebody last week, you got 24 hours to get out. First of all, it's not legal. Second of all, state law supersedes any lease. I'm not, you know, a lot of people equate homelessness with a lack of intelligence. And they're so wrong. And they have all these people you hear on the news every day. They can't afford to hire anybody. But we got volunteers. And the same
idea. People
that sponsored this golf tournament have fed me.
That's great.
So yeah. I was given, it's like completing this circle of giving. And I'm telling you, it will save money. You look at any institution, people get out of prison. Some people are lucky enough to find mentors, and they basically, my grandson, my oldest grandchild, he wrote this thing about me when I was going through cancer, talking about how he saw me run across a four-lane highway to feed a homeless person. Because a homeless person don't need food. I mean, don't need money. They need food. Now my grandson, everything I've been through, he said, what can I do? I said, you can graduate. Because of that influence, they might go in kicking and screaming, but they're going to reap the benefits. My mother used to make us go to the convalescent home after church and read to people and visit people. That's what gives you character.
Hey, thank
That's
you.
Why I was able to survive this.
Thank you very much. I
and
appreciate that.
And I just want to say that there's a way to save money and to do it. They all need mental health. We already provide that service. And if they don't do it, guess what? They don't get to reap all the benefits. You know, free rent for 2 years and a bus pass? Well, you need some place to go with it.
Thank you. Hey, you take care. Appreciate that very much.
I've got to go
Thank
home.
You.
My asthma's killing me.
Take care.
You too.
All right.